Everyone, welcome back. We all love our smart speakers, right? Always there to play our tunes, set reminders, tell us the weather.
Right.
But what if they could do more? What if they challenged us to think differently about the world, you know?
That's exactly the idea behind this research we're diving into today. It's all about these climate change smart speakers.
Okay, I'm intrigued already.
And these aren't about playing your favorite playlist.
No.
They're designed to make you think, to engage you as a citizen, not just a consumer, about climate change.
So less about, like, play that song, and more about, like, hey, pay attention to the planet.
Exactly.
I like it. So tell me more about the research itself. What did these researchers actually do?
Well, they created three different experimental smart speakers. And they didn't just stop at the programming. They took it even further.
Okay.
Their whole philosophy was function resides in the expression.
Function resides in the expression? What does that even mean?
Meaning the speaker's design, how it looks and sounds, is part of the message itself.
That's really cool. So it's not just about what the speaker says, but how it says it.
Right.
I bet that leads to some pretty unique designs. So, okay, let's hear about these climate change smart speakers. What's the first one like?
The first one is called the Activist, and it has this very natural, earthy look to it. Like, you know, like it's made of wood and sustainable materials.
Okay.
And its voice, get this, its voice actually changes based on the air quality.
Wait, really? Hold on. So if the air is good, the voice
oh,
is...
Oh, yeah, totally clear.
But if it's polluted...
It gets distorted.
Whoa, that's wild.
Yeah. So it's like the speaker itself is reacting to the environment, bringing that pollution right into your home.
Making it real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely one way to get people's attention. So what else does this, the Activist, what else does it do?
It's also really proactive. It doesn't wait for you to ask about climate change. It'll just share news from sources like The Guardian and NASA.
Oh, wow. So you're just like going about your day and suddenly you've got climate news coming from your speaker.
Right. So it's like having this little advocate right there on your counter.
Yeah.
Constantly reminding you about what's at stake.
Okay. I'm already hooked. Tell me about the other two speakers. What's next?
All right. Next up is the Voice of the Forest. So picture this.
Okay.
A speaker designed to look like a tree.
Okay. I can see it.
With multiple speakers built in.
Okay.
And these speakers create this dynamic soundscape that actually changes based on the air quality.
Ooh. So like a... peaceful forest sounds.
Exactly. When the air quality is good, you hear these beautiful, serene forest sounds.
Right.
But as the air quality gets worse, the soundscape changes too.
Oh, yeah.
You start hearing car engines, construction noises, that kind of thing.
So it goes from tranquil forest to like urban jungle.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're right in the middle of it.
Whoa, that's powerful. It's like the speaker is giving you this sonic representation of what's happening to the environment.
In real time.
Yeah. What about how it talks? Is it like one of those nature documentary narrators?
Not quite, actually. This one uses a choir of voices, not just one.
A choir. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. And the researchers say they did this to give you this feeling of the interconnectedness of nature, how everything's connected.
Oh, I see, I see. So each speaker really does have its own personality.
Yeah.
A unique way of expressing this whole idea of climate change. Okay, so that's two. What about the final speaker? What's that one like?
All right, this one is called The Robot.
The Robot, okay.
And it's all about transparency, literally.
Yeah.
It's designed so you can see all the inner workings, like all the wires and circuits.
So you can see how it, like... thinks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it speaks in this retro robot voice, you know, like those old sci-fi movies.
Okay, so we've got nature inspired and now something more techie. Does the robot do that whole air quality thing too?
It does something even more interesting. The robot actually calculates the CO2 emissions from its own responses, and its voice gets less and less intelligible as those emissions go up.
Hold on. It calculates the carbon footprint of its own answers. How is that even possible?
It's pretty clever, actually. It uses natural language processing to analyze your questions and its responses.
Okay.
And then estimates the energy used to process all that information.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, that energy use gets translated into CO2 emissions.
Wow. So the more complex the question,
the higher the emission.
The reliable the voice gets.
Wow. That's some next level stuff.
Yeah.
It really forces you to think about, you know, the impact of even just asking a question.
Right.
It's not just about getting information. It's about making you aware of the cost of that information.
Exactly. It challenges this idea that technology is always environmentally neutral. Even a simple question has a footprint.
Yeah, that's a really powerful message.
It is.
And a really clever way to deliver it.
For sure. And that's really where this whole idea of proactive intervention comes in, you know?
Proactive intervention.
Yeah. It's not just about, like, sitting there waiting to answer your questions. It's about these speakers kind of pushing you a little, provoking you even to think about climate change in a new way.
So it's like they're designed to start a conversation, not just be a source of information.
Right. Like, think about it.
Yeah.
When the activist's voice changes with the air quality, it's not like it stops and says, hey, by the way, the air pollution is bad today.
Right.
But you still, you experience that change, right? You can't help but notice it.
It's like, my speaker sounds a bit rough today. I wonder why.
Exactly.
Subtle but effective.
Totally.
So how did people actually respond to these unusual speakers? I mean, did they actually change anyone's behavior?
Well, that's the really exciting part.
Yeah.
The researchers did this really cool thing called a probe study.
A probe study. Okay.
Where they had people actually live with these speakers for a while.
So like in their homes, going about their daily lives.
Exactly.
Wow. That's like a sneak peek into the future.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, they wanted to see, okay, how do people actually react to these things in a real world setting?
Did they just ignore all the climate messages or?
You would think, right.
Yeah. Or did something actually, you know, click for them?
Well, the results are still, you know, pretty early.
Okay.
But one of the big things they found is that it really got people thinking differently about their relationship with technology in general.
So instead of just seeing their speaker as like a gadget, they started to see it as
something more. Yeah.
Like with a purpose.
Yeah. They started questioning, like, is technology just about convenience or can it be something more?
Uh-huh. And these speakers really made them think about that, huh?
They did. They prompted them to think about, you know, like the environmental cost of technology, how it's made, how much energy it uses, you know, all that stuff.
That's so interesting. Just having those speakers there in their homes made people more aware of the bigger picture.
Yeah. And you know what?
Yeah.
It actually led to some people making changes in their own lives.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Some people started conserving energy more or like making an effort to buy more sustainable products.
Because of the speakers.
Because of the speakers.
That's amazing. It wasn't just about awareness. It was actually about action.
Right.
It seems like these speakers weren't just delivering information. They were actually like empowering people to do something.
That's exactly it. It shows that design can be so much more than just functionality.
Right.
It can be about creating this deeper connection with the user, prompting them to think and act in new ways.
Yeah, I get it. It's like these speakers are saying, hey, technology can be part of the solution, not just part of the problem. So if these experimental speakers can get people thinking about climate change, what else could this kind of design achieve? Like, it really makes you wonder. Yeah, it really makes you think, like, what other kind of problems could we tackle with this approach?
Oh, so many. It's really exciting to think about. Like, what if we had smart speakers that were designed to, you know, encourage empathy or help us connect more deeply with our communities?
Yeah.
I imagine if they prompted us to like engage in social justice issues in some really meaningful way.
It's a whole new way of thinking about technology, you know. It's it's not just about making our lives easier anymore.
Right.
It's about helping us grow as people and as a society.
Yeah.
It's like these climate change smart speakers are showing us a glimpse of that future.
And they're doing it in a way that's not preachy, you know. Right. They're not like lecturing people about what they should or shouldn't do.
Yeah.
They're using this clever design and these engaging interactions to kind of spark curiosity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get people thinking for themselves.
It's about meeting people where they are.
Yeah.
In their own homes and kind of gently nudging them towards a new perspective.
Exactly.
It's so much more effective than just like throwing facts and figures at them.
Yeah, it is. It really is. You know, instead of bombarding people with information, which can often lead to like feeling overwhelmed or even defensive.
Right.
These speakers, they're creating an experience.
Yeah.
It's appealing to our emotions and our senses.
Making it real.
Yeah. It's about making these complex issues feel personal, you know?
Yeah, totally. Like with the voice of the forest, you're not just like reading about deforestation in an article somewhere.
Well,
you're experiencing it through that changing soundscape.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes it much more real and impactful.
Exactly. So, you know, we've talked about how these experimental speakers work, how they're designed, even some early evidence of their impact on people. I guess what's the big takeaway here?
Yeah. What have we learned from this deep dive?
What do you think?
I think I think the biggest takeaway for me is that technology has so much more potential than we realize, you know? We're so used to thinking about it in terms of like convenience and entertainment, but this research shows us that it can be so much more than that.
It can be a powerful tool, like you said,
Yeah.
for raising awareness, for prompting reflection, for encouraging us to think critically about the world around us and our place in it, you know.
It's like a call to action, you know,
Right.
not just for designers, but for users too.
Oh, absolutely.
We have the power to shape the future of technology.
You do.
We can demand more from our devices, not just in terms of like features and functionality, but in terms of how they make us think and feel and act.
I love that. So, you know, next time you talk to your smart speaker, think about the possibilities, right?
Yeah.
Think about how it could challenge you, how it could inspire you, how it could help you become a more engaged and informed citizen.
Yeah. Maybe one day our smart speakers will be more than just assistants, you know?
Sure.
Maybe they'll be partners in creating a better future.
I like that.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. And until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep imagining the possibilities.
Absolutely.
And